personally, here was kind of my wake-up call. When my boys were little, about October, our mailbox would just be flooded with catalogs, toy and all this weird junk. And we live about 15 miles from their school, so every day we had to drive back and forth. So all those catalogs would accumulate in my minivan, and they would read them on the way there and the way back. And one day they each brought to me a very long and annotated list of Christmas items, which partially I was grateful for because I'm a really terrible gift giver. I always need ideas. And so I was thankful for them, but my one son had, it was like 7 pages, and he had bound it with scotch tape and, starred the things that were really important and made an annotated page number, bicycle on page 200. And so I just thought, wow, we might need to reorient a little bit. So that's kind of what got me started. The book, the Christmas list book that I received from my son. And I just thought, I can't lead them to focus on Christ if I'm not doing it myself. So anyway, what didn't work was doing it, saying, oh, you have to do it every day, and if you don't do it, you just have to quit. But what did work was doing what I could when I could. Mm-hmm. And then as far as what I did to try and keep my boys focused in the right direction, I had a couple of, we've done different things over the years. We had a flannel advent calendar that someone made for us. Mm-hmm. That was really hands-on. And so each day they took a little flannel figure out of a pocket and put it on the tree, on a little flannel tree. And that was really fun. And I don't know, there was a little reading each day. It was maybe 50 words, just a tiny little paragraph. And I don't know how much they remembered, but I think the consistency was the key. And the nice thing about that was if we missed a couple days, they would remind me.
Yes, because they enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, they loved it. Whose turn is it to, oh, it's mine. No, it's my turn. You did it yesterday, have all that. But it was something that they looked forward to. And what I found for myself and for my boys is that whatever we do, it has to be enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It has to be doable. Because if we don't enjoy it, we're not going to remind each other to do it. Mm-mm. Not doable. It's just too big of a task. So the daily hands-on, put the thing on the advent calendar was something that we did early on. Mm-hmm. The next thing that we tried as they got a little bit older was the Jesus Storybook Bible, which I'm sure you are all familiar with. Maybe you guys have talked about this, about it the first 24 days. I don't know if you've talked about that in your group, but if you start the Jesus Storybook Bible, if you start with the first story on December 1st, you will finish the last installment of the Christmas story on December 24th.
What?
Oh, I know. And I don't know if the publishers intended that or if it was just one of those beautiful things that God worked out. Mm-hmm. We did that for several years, and this is one of my all-time favorite things because it speaks to kids, but it ministers to adults. Mm-hmm. A Bible teacher that has helped me in my own Bible teaching told me, if you teach to children, you get the adults, but if you teach to adults, you lose the children. And I think this book is just a prime example of Sally Lloyd-Jones wrote I believe, to her two little nieces. Okay. And she pointed so beautifully towards God's grace in every story throughout the Old Testament. And it ministers to all of us because it reaches children and it's simple enough for all of us. So this is probably my go-to. One story specifically for children. First 24 days, you'll end with a Christmas story. So mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing. As they got older, they would not indulge me.
You won't let you read children's Bible anymore.
I know. But so we've done some other things. We have listened to a short 2 and 3 minute podcast that was devoted to Advent, which I think is still available. John Piper wrote his podcast is called Solid Joys. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was trying to think about, you know, what have I enjoyed or what has worked for us? And it's always something that makes me think or something that gives a new insight. And a couple of things that John Piper had said in those podcasts that just were so mind-bending for me. He had this quote and he said, "God wielded an empire to move two people 70 miles.
Wow.
And I know it's just, it's kind of almost breathtaking, but when you think of God's commitment to fulfilling his word and the lengths that he will go to do what he says he will do, mm-hmm. It's kind of breathtaking. And so just anything that makes me think or shows me something about God in a fresh way, I just always enjoy that.